Bud Childs runs a 50-acre commercial and Yupik blueberry farm about 15 miles northeast of Tallahassee. He's the son of former Florida Governor Lawton Childs.
Meadowlark, and then this is Rebel on the left here. This is Georgia Dawn right here. And that's an early cultivar.
Childs began farming full-time about 10 years ago.
And all this was a stretch for a lot of reasons, but blueberries made sense. There were, University of Florida and University of Georgia, a lot of expertise, a lot of growers, great markets. So we embarked on it on a really pretty big way.
But an escalating trade war with China is casting a dark cloud over Florida's blueberry industry. Tariffs are taxes paid on imported goods. They're meant to bolster domestic industries. And in recent years, President Donald Trump has imposed billions of dollars in tariffs on Chinese goods, citing a national security risk. That's because the U.S. has what's called a trade deficit with China, meaning we import more goods than we export. And in Trump's eyes, that's not good. Here he is speaking at the State of the Union.
To build on our incredible economic success, one priority is paramount: reversing decades of calamitous trade policies, so bad. We are now making it clear to China that after years of targeting our industries and stealing our intellectual property, the theft of American jobs and wealth has come to an end.
But the U.S. levied tariffs have led China to impose retaliatory tariffs on American goods, and that's taken a toll on domestic industries, particularly farmers. And the tariffs threaten more than just individual farmers. They could derail a state trade deal with China that's been years in the making. In 2012, the Florida Agriculture Department started talks with China to export blueberries. Part of the process requires Chinese inspectors to verify quality. After 7 years of negotiations, that visit finally occurred last month. Shortly after, Trump imposed a new round of tariffs.
In the last 7 years, our department has spent a significant amount of time developing a relationship with China when it comes to blueberries.
That's Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried.
And so we feel like we were on the verge of some type of negotiation and agreement for exporting out our blueberries into China. And concerns that with these tariffs and more to come, is really going to hinder that opportunity for our blueberry growers here in our state.
Fried says tariffs actually make American goods less competitive and lead to higher prices for American families. U.S. Democratic Representative Al Lawson sits on the House Agriculture Committee. He worries fallout from the tariffs could crush the Florida blueberry industry.
The president is really doing some damage to the industry. And I've told several members, which I talked to him today, I just don't see how you can continue to support him on these deals because you're destroying the farmers, the Florida blueberry farmers.
Trump has given billions of dollars in aid to farmers to help ease the impact of tariffs. But back on Childs' blueberry farm, he says just giving out money doesn't solve the problem.
Well, those payments are, that's not what farmers want. People don't want a handout from the government. They just want a level playing field where they can compete. We just want to be able to compete.
He says the government needs to do more to protect local farmers.
I mean, these tariffs in the NAFTA agreement are really a poke in the eye to farmers all across the country.
These tariffs, though, are just the latest in a storm of problems for Florida's struggling agriculture industry. Cheaper foreign imports have forced local growers to cut seasons short or even to go out of business. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.